Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Score! This hour is sponsored by almostfreeteeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now is a man who's got a massive brain.
Mike Florio.
He used to be a lawyer, then he decided to take his talents to the internet.
NBC Sports.
I'm sorry I'm late. I was talking to Robert Kraft.
That isn't the time for an airing of grievances.
Pro Football Talk.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Mike Florio joins us via the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. He is the creator, the editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk. He is at Pro Football Talk on Twitter. I believe it is the same on Blue Sky, and he joins us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Mike, how are you?
I am doing great, and I am processing numbers that just came out 5 minutes ago from CBS for the Chiefs-Cowboys Thanksgiving Day audience. I had the over-under at 50 million. The prior record was 42.1. The new record is 57.23 million, a 36% bump over the prior all-time regular season biggest audience. It's amazing.
Wow. It's obviously a marquee matchup. There's no doubt about that. Cowboys on Thanksgiving, you know, and the Chiefs obviously have connections that go way back in their franchise. Iconic for the reasons they are. I wonder why that ended up being so well watched, though, compared to so many other games.
Well, it's the perfect spot to get maximum audience, and we've seen in recent years that middle of the afternoon Cowboys game has been the most watched regular season game of the year. Even when it's not a great matchup, even when one or both teams isn't faring very well. The record came 3 years ago, 2022 Giants-Cowboys. That was the 42.1 million. And you throw on top of it the new Nielsen metric for measuring out-of-home viewing. They call it Big Data Plus Panel. They need a better name for that. But that has bumped everything by 10% right out of the gates. So maybe this would have been around 50 last year, 50-51, you add 10%, you get around 57. So this is captive audience with captivating game with national teams. You got one team that calls itself America's team. The other team aspires to be the world's team. Both with serious playoff aspirations, their hopes kind of on the line. It all added up to, and you throw in it was a good game that went largely down to the wire, and you're going to have a massive audience that carries through all 3 hours. It peaked at 61 in the 7:45 to 8 p.m. Eastern 15-minute chunk, 61.357 million were watching.
Holy moly.
Mike, I'm not even surprised because I think, and you hit it on at the very end there, the quality of game, let alone obviously the fan base is involved when you talk about Patrick Mahomes and that Kansas City dynasty, and of course, America's team actually playing good football back above 500 now, and you're having to look at the Dallas Cowboys maybe in a way we weren't at the beginning of the season. And a lot of us here were kind of chuckling, like, oh, Matt Eberflus, I guess he's not as good a defensive coordinator as we thought he was. But
it was me. I'm the problem. It's me. I was like, Cowboys are done. Didn't you see how they lost to the Bears? Like, what? That part of it, Marshall.
What do you make of what the NFC has become? And the Cowboys are just kind of like at the tail end of this because there's so many good teams or teams that have had good seasons now with 8-plus wins in this conference.
Well, coaches suddenly look a lot better when their players are better. You add Quinnen Williams and Logan Wilson at the trade deadline, and that improves the defense. And look, the Cowboys have a certain style that is conducive to success. Their offense needs to score. The more their offense scores, the more confidence their defense has. And they've got that formula at home where it works. We're going to score, and it's almost like a tennis match. If we can just break serve, then off it goes. And they finally broke serve on the Chiefs in the second half and ended up getting the win. But yeah, it really is wide open, although it's a significant number of teams that have already been eliminated. Five are eliminated through 13 weeks. That's the most since 2000, and more are going to be eliminated this weekend. But the teams that are alive, like, there really isn't that team of destiny, that team that feels like it's going to run roughshod over everyone. The Rams were creeping in that direction, and then boom, they lose in Carolina, and it's got that vibe that it's wide open again. Now the Patriots, after what they did to the Giants on Monday night with a level of just raw violence that we don't see from many teams, the big hits, the message sent to the league, we're going to go for this number one seed, but there's still a sense that, you know, they're unproven. What's going to happen in the postseason? It really is wide open. The 14 teams that get in, for the most part, I think, except for maybe the AFC North champion, because if the Steelers get in, I don't think that they're equipped to win in the postseason. I'm not sure the Ravens currently are. The Bengals might be if they can get hot and win it. But most of the teams that get in, they're going to have a shot. If they get hot late in the season and carry it into January, they could win it all.
We're talking to Mike Florio, creator, editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk. And Mike, I kind of want to springboard off of what you just said. Can you remember a year in the NFL where it has been this wide open, where there has been this much parity?
Well, think of what we've had really going back. Let's take it to, hell, all the way back to 2008. That was the year that Tom Brady was injured week one by Bernard Pollard, who came in low and hot in an opening day game between the Chiefs and the Patriots. That ended up being, you know, the Cardinals winning the division at 7-9 and making it to the Super Bowl. The Steelers, who weren't a powerhouse that year, and with the Patriots out of the way, it made it easier for them to get to the top of the pyramid. Since then, every year, there's been one or more teams that just felt like they were better than the rest. Colts and Saints in 2009, and then here come the Patriots again. 2010, the Ravens emerged late in 2012. That was kind of a wide open, surprising year. But for the most part, really since 2012, every year we've had this Patriots, 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 and then they handed the baton, Chiefs, 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 and you've got 49ers and Eagles in recent years who have been the class of the NFC. It has just felt like, you know, with some blips, it's felt like there's always been that team that is destined to get there, if not win it. This year, there really is no team that has that aura, which I think makes it exciting is going to make it very nerve-wracking and frustrating, and games are going to turn on a bounce of the ball, a good call, a bad call, a good decision, a bad decision, and the margins are going to be tight. And if we're getting 57 on Thanksgiving, the numbers for the playoff games, think about how much bigger they're going to be.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I can't wait to see it. Mike Florio joining us here on Raheemy Harrison Grody, as he does every week. And I'm looking at this NFC, and here in Chicago, we're looking at it the same way you are. It's wide open. The Bears on top for now. They're on top of not just the division, but the North. And that can all change, of course, if they lose at Green Bay. But how realistic is it to see a first-year head coach like Ben Johnson with a young quarterback like Caleb Williams step into the void that has been created in the NFC where there is no dominant team?
No, it's not crazy at all. And look, they started 0-2, 8-1, 9-1 since then. But, yeah, I said this last week, we're going to learn a lot about the Bears against the Eagles. And we did. They went in there, and it wasn't some escape like we've seen against the likes of the Bengals. It was a butt-kicking. And it doesn't get any easier. Two games against the Packers, the Lions are looming, the 49ers. The Browns are no slouch. Yeah, they're still the Browns, but they don't quit, and their defense is very impressive, and they have Myles Garrett. So the rest of the way, every week is going to be a fight. But with each additional win, and we see this from time to time where you build confidence, and confidence leads to more confidence. And I said early on when the Bears started winning, you get buy-in to what it is that Ben Johnson is selling. And it's just this organic thing. You know, the hot dog thing with the shirt off and the celebrations in the locker room. I said on Monday, we started the show with the Texans locker room celebration after they beat the Colts. It's like, you know, the Bears have kind of ruined it. Like, everybody else's locker room celebration is like, I want to see the Bears celebrate. So, it, you know, you capture that naturally. It's not forced. It's not contrived. It's not phony. It just kind of happens, and you ride it. And that's what's fun. Let's see how far the Bears can ride it. And they're riding into a Packers game. I'm trying to figure out the last time the Bears and Packers in the regular season, not the 2010 NFC Championship, the regular season, Bears-Packers this late, both teams good, both teams viable, both teams fighting for the division title and maybe the one seed. I can't remember a year when both teams were that good this late. I doubt that it's happened since the merger.
I think the closest that I can remember is 2018. That was week 15. The Bears played the Packers and beat them 24-17. Mitch Trubisky was the game's leading passer with 235 yards. The Bears were 10-4. At that point in the year, and the Packers were 5-8. So even then, it wasn't the same. It might have been the same for the Bears, but it wasn't the same level all the way around.
No, Mike McCarthy had already been fired by the Packers.
Yeah.
We were talking about it, I think, today on PFT Live, and Chris Sims mentioned 2018, and I said, whoa. But McCarthy got fired that year. It was a big year for the Bears, yeah, but not the Packers. To get it to line up like this, I mean, it's like one of those astronomical things you read about from time to time. It's going to be the only time this happens in the next 173 years. Like, I think it's the first time it's happened in a long time. And you're going to get two of them, Bears-Packers games down the stretch, that both are going to be very consequential. And I'm going to have to go back now. As much as I don't want to spend the time doing it, I've got to go back year by year and look at each game and try to figure out the last time there was a Bears-Packers game this important this late in the season.
Our segment with Mike Florio brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Mike, we were talking about this just in the break before we started talking to you, Marshall and I. The concept of a Saturday night Bears-Packers game 2 weeks after the previous meeting, I don't know that the city's going to handle this. A home game, no less? Like, this could get very interesting in the city of Chicago.
This is awesome, and that should be a significant viewership. They announced the times for those two games they were holding back, Eagles and Commanders or Bears and Packers, and it became pretty obvious as the Commanders started losing games that would be the early game and Bears-Packers would get prime time. Yeah. Hey, look at this week's slate of games. There are, in every window, Thursday night, Sunday early, Sunday late, Sunday night, Monday night, in every window, there is a significant game that is oozing with playoff potential. In the 1 o'clock window, there are multiple games that have that. So we're going to have more of that as these teams stay clustered together. This is Pete Rozelle's fever dream that he envisioned in the 70s when it was the Steelers, the Raiders, the Dolphins, the Cowboys, and everybody else, and the talent gap was significant between the best and the worst teams. There's going to be a lot of very interesting games as we get closer and closer to the end of the regular season.
I don't know that anyone had this as far as a dream goes, but the Browns have opened the 21-day practice window for Deshaun Watson. How realistic is it that Deshaun Watson plays this season for the Cleveland Browns?
And the way it works is they have 21 days now to either put him on the 53-man roster or put him back on the physically unable to perform list, and he won't play at all this year. There's a contractual issue that's very complicated, and it's right on the fringes of things that are too complicated for me to understand, which is a fairly low bar. But there's an insurance policy as part of Deshaun Watson's contract. It's in the Browns' business interests for him to not play. Now, I don't know how much of the year he has to play to claw away at some of the insurance money they'll get for that twice torn Achilles tendon that has had him on the PUP list. Remember, he tore it during the season, then he tore it again during his rehab. And now, okay, he's got 21 days to practice. We'll see what that means. We're getting so close to the end of the season. I don't know why they would do this other than to just take advantage of the opportunity to get him on the practice field in advance of next year. And here's the other thing to remember, too. They're not going to cut him. The way that they have kicked the salary cap can with his contract, if they would cut him, the salary cap ramifications would be crippling for that franchise. They've got to run this all the way through 2026 because they've got the contract structured so cap charges trickle into the future years, so it's manageable. They've still not taken the majority of the cap charge for this contract, even though most of the money's already been paid out.
We're talking to Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk, and I mentioned the parity when it came to record in the NFL. We want to talk about award season, too. Who do you think is the coach of the year? Because I can name like eight people who I think deserve a shot at that award. Obviously, one of them for us is Ben Johnson.
Well, it's funny too, because I'm one of the 50 voters. And
can we interest you in something in exchange?
I'll take free hot dogs. Well, as long as I don't have to take my shirt off, I'll take free hot dogs.
We're getting them today from the Wiener Circle.
If you were with us today, would literally get the Wiener Circle hot dogs that are being awarded out. Were awarded out yesterday because Ben Johnson took his shirt off.
Yeah, and I'm in a spot with the AP where I've done it for a few years now, and I think one of the reasons they gave me a vote is to get me to quit complaining about and criticizing the process, and that hasn't worked. So it's kind of like I want them to fire me, and they want me to quit, so I don't know how much longer I'm going to do it. But they get very nervous when voters talk about, you know, who we'd vote for. So we have to say, I'm not making my final vote until it's time to do so. But based upon the way things currently are now, this person would be a candidate that I seriously consider. And here's the reality. The votes are cast 3 days after the regular season ends. For a lot of these awards, it all crystallizes once we can see the playoff tree. And if the Patriots are the number one seed in the AFC, Mike Vrabel becomes the most logical choice. But if the Bears are the number one seed in the NFC, then you got Ben Johnson. And because each award goes five deep now, it's going to come down to first place votes. And here's the other wrinkle. They didn't tell us they were doing this last year before they did it. This year they made it known that all the ballots are going to be released after the awards are announced.
And I love that.
And look, I like it too, but will it affect the way people vote? And will people want to avoid getting dragged, criticized, called out, ridiculed? At least they know this year. The 50 people who vote know. And I always posted my own ballot, so I didn't care. But they were all kept secret until last year. I don't like that they disclosed all the votes without telling people they were doing it, because they absolutely failed to tell the voters they were doing it last year. And this year, they won't say who the 50 voters are. I've asked, who are the other voters? I'd like to know. I'm willing to say I'm one of them, and I know Chris Sims is another, but no one knows. Tom Brady has had a vote the past couple of years, even though he's a minority owner of the Raiders. That absolutely shouldn't happen.
That should not happen.
I don't think he is this year, but they won't say whether or not he is. It's just a weird situation where an organization committed to transparency refuses transparency when it comes to this process.
Mike, how is that possible, though? Yeah. Shouldn't you have to stand on it, or else you should be like, I'm not voting then. You don't get a vote if you have a problem with this.
Oh, no. I think if you're going to take a vote, if you're going to have a vote, you need to be willing to put your vote out there. My point is, for some of the people who may be sensitive to getting criticized on social media, I mean, I've got armadillo skin when it comes to that kind of stuff. I don't care if somebody has a problem with how I voted. But some of these other people who aren't used to it, who either aren't on Twitter or have like 5,000 followers and nothing that they ever say registers, and they haven't been criticized by every shape, size, and variety of human and beast out there at one time or another,
beast
they may be a little sensitive.
Yeah, beast is a great word.
You're right. I guess we'll find out when they release the votes, whether or not he has one, right? That's the only way to really find out.
That's absolutely right. I don't think he does, though. They gave a cockamamie excuse last year as to why they hadn't taken his vote away. And the way they explained it, the reasoning would imply they're never taking it away. I think they took it away. I think they realized they were kind of asleep at the switch when he became Raiders minority owner. And I think they realized then this probably shouldn't happen. It shouldn't happen before, because he was in the process of buying a piece of the Raiders. It definitely shouldn't happen now.
Mike Florio, that is excellent insight. Thank you so much for taking the time and telling us. And like I said, we are getting some Wiener Circle hot dogs. We could find a way to get them to you if you're so interested.
However long it takes, hot dogs probably have a half-life on the scale of plutonium. So however long it takes, I will eat them.
All right. So we'll get that carbon dating going. Mike Florio, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks. Enjoy your lunch, Mike.
Second City Prime, I need to look up. They do ship. They've got probably the best shipping for high quality meat there is.
But I could just imagine.
They could at least help us out with the logistics.
The Wiener Circle shipment with a foul message attached to it. When you get your hot dog.
Then Mike would feel like it's the internet. That's an excellent segue into our next subject. It's time to discuss this. It's December. It's snowing outside for some stupid reason. So I think it's time to discuss Ben Johnson for Coach of the Year. And the issue is there are a lot of other people in the NFL who are a part of that list too. So Mike gave us some information. Let's expand on it next on Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.